Hey everyone! It's been said that every quilt has a story, and it's so true. But don't you believe every quilter has a story? I wanted to hear about these people behind the wonderful quilts we see, and thought you'd enjoy listening about their lives also. Welcome to A Quilter's Life. On this episode, my husband Guthrie and I were doing a test with the new microphone in the car, as it said it should work in the car, but I don't believe it did. But I decided to go ahead and share this episode with you if you can get past the noise of the car, as we had fun sharing about my quilts and where I learned to quilt and my background and why I do what I do. At the beginning, you'll see I started out with the name of my husband's podcast instead of introducing this podcast. So I hope you enjoy laughing with us as we had this test. So here it is. Hi, welcome to Wisdom Track.
Welcome to Wisdom Track. This is Guthrie Chamberlain. Talk to you from the call going north on 77 from Wisdom Track. That's why I have to script all my programs, because I can't talk very plainly.
Okay, let's try this again.
All right.
Hey, welcome to A Quilter's Life. That's better.
That'd be better.
Okay, welcome to A Quilter's Life. This is a podcast for quilters about quilters. Who are quilters? They come from all walks of life. And they have such interesting stories. We've heard it said, every quilt tells a story. Well, every quilter has a story. And we want to find out Guthrie's story today. Hey Guthrie, welcome to A Quilter's Life.
Thank you, Paula, for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited to have you on. Now, I know you're not a quilter, but you are married to a quilter.
I sure
and
am.
And you have a very important part in her quilting process. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I guess I have a fairly good acuity for matching colors and patterns. So Paula allows me to come along on her sourcing of materials for each quilt so that we can coordinate the colors and making sure that we agree on the color schemes and that we'll make a good quilt or a good color coordinated quilt.
And I really appreciate it. It makes the quilt be a gift from both of us and not just me.
It does. And it gives me an opportunity to be involved with one of your hobbies, and that's exciting for me.
That's great. So, besides being that tiny bit of a quilter with getting to choose the fabrics, what do you do? Who are you, Guthrie?
I'm a man of many talents. My primary background as an adult has been in technology, but also in finances. So I provide currently provide technology support for a company under software program, and also provide bookkeeping and a financial assistance to a construction company out in Arizona.
What led you into this type of business?
Well, ever since being a young person, I've always been drawn toward new technology, the world advancing, and got really interested in how things were changing. And then when the computers started to become personal computers, I really became interested in learning about them. So we initially had our own computer business as we started it early in our marriage in order to get involved with the computer industry. I was also involved with implementing a computer in the first job I had after college. And it gave me a real love for the technology.
What other have your other hobbies been?
Work, work, work. That's all I ever do.
Yeah, I must agree. Well, I know the computer was going to be your hobby when you were president and Crescent.
Yes, it was my hobby when I was president at Crescent, and I was responsible for implementing the computer system there, got really interested in it. As it turned out, Crescent Supply was reaching its end of life as it's under at least its current arrangement, and the ownership at the time decided to sell it, and it gave me an opportunity to turn my hobby into a full-time occupation.
But there's some other hobbies you've had along the way.
Studying God's Word has always been an interest to me. Woodworking and taking care of or renovating our house has been a hobby. Piloting, I received my private pilot's license, and I enjoyed flying when I had an opportunity to do that. So those are some of the other hobbies that I've had.
Yeah, so I guess you do have more hobbies than I realize. The hobby with the Bible study has allowed you to have your own podcast.
It has, and through the podcast it gives me a means of my ministry. It's Wisdom Trek, and it talks about just practical wisdom and legacy building in everyday life in practical terms. And it also gives me an opportunity to minister and share God's Word to others that have similar interests or are interested in furthering their knowledge on Scripture and gaining wisdom and building a legacy.
And you mentioned the house, working on the house. Tell my audience about the house, because they have no clue. The little house.
It's not a little house on the prairie.
No.
It's a big house in a suburb of Davola. Davola was named after my ancestors, the last name of Duval. The house that Paul and I now reside in was a house that was built by my great-grandparents. And we refer to it as the big house. And it was built extremely well in 1903 with lots of quarter sawn oak woodwork in it, and hardwood floors, and all the rooms and the bedrooms having also wooden floors. So we've spent a lot of time refinishing the woodwork, and we've had outside contractors that provided some services on replastering the walls and drywalling some of the ceilings that needed to be drywalled. But for the most part, we've supervised all the renovations have gone on in the house. We're in the phase of replacing the original windows of the house with insulated windows that will be much more efficient as far as heating and cooling within the house itself.
And then you mentioned your third hobby. You mentioned you had your private pilot's license, but you went a step farther than that.
I was able to get my instrument rating on my private pilot's license, which allowed me to fly in inclement weather or weather that wasn't always clear, because you learn how to fly just by using your instruments within the plane to tell you where you are and what altitude you are currently at, and also where you are in relationships to the nearest airports where you may be heading or needing to land.
Extensive hobbies.
I have, and my hobbies with studying God's Word has also given me opportunities to speak at church, and even was an interim pastor for about a 6-month period of time at one of the churches as we were searching for a different minister at that point.
Okay, well, when I will be interviewing quilters, at this point I will probably take those hobbies, their life experiences, and weave that into quilting. did these other hobbies cross over to quilting? How did they shape you? Who introduced you to? Of course, I don't know who you would say introduced you to quilting necessarily, because I may or may not have been the first quilter in your life.
I think you were the first quilter in my life. I don't recall. My mom sewed, and she had other crafts that she did. My grandmother, my mom's mom, knitted or crocheted. So she made us Afghans, crocheted Afghans. Granny,
she made Mr. Frog.
She had crafts. She made some stuffed crafts. They were craft, but not necessarily quilting. My mom did some needlework, and she also did some crocheting at times. So there were various crafts, but I don't know of any close relative that was also a quilter.
I don't either. Although I grew up with some quilts, but I don't think they were made by any relative.
So what got you interested in quilting?
Well, there was a couple things that happened close to the same time. One, my friend Trish was given a bunch of her husband's baby clothes. Her mother-in-law would like her to make a quilt out of them. And so I went to the library and I got a book on quilting. And I decided to make quilts for our oldest two grandsons. About that same time, I saw a demonstration was going to be at the community center on quilting. So I asked another friend, Bev, to go with me to that. And so Bev and my mom went with me, and shortly after that, Bev and I signed up for a quilting class, and that was what started it.
And since then, how many quilts have you been able to make, and who do you make them for?
I would have to look again. I think I've made over 35, but I make smaller size. They're about 54 by 42 by 54.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's correct.
So they're on the smaller size. But I make them for nieces and nephews' children, babies. I don't make babyish quilts. I want them to be able to, it's something they could take to college with them.
You must have a lot of nieces and nephews then.
I do. We have a lot of nieces and nephews.
And these are for the nieces and nephews' children?
Yes. Our own children, our grandchildren, they get their quilt when they're about 3. I did the first 2, like I mentioned, for a Christmas present 1 year. They were a little older. And then after that, when they get about 3, but they get a twin-size quilt.
Would seem big enough for a child up through a teenager.
Yeah. I hope I'm not too busy to make them something bigger when they get older. But we shall see.
Yeah. Seems like your life's pretty busy also. What all are you involved in?
Well, I helped with our business years ago. But also during that time, we were homeschooling the children, so we did that. That took up a lot of time.
I bet.
And then as the children grew up and moved out, I ended up, and we got rid of the computer business, I ended up helping with our venture tech business by being a bookkeeper for a couple companies, which that is what I'm doing now.
Do you have any other crafts that you're involved in?
Yeah, the craft that I think of myself more as is a cross stitcher. In fact, many times I use my computer cross stitch program to design quilts.
That's interesting.
But back when our oldest daughter was a baby, I started cross stitching. Guthrie's aunt taught me how to cross stitch, and I picked up on that, and I've made many cross stitches over the years. It's something I still can do. I make Christmas stockings for each grandchild when they're born. And I'm working on something for myself, but that has to be put aside right now because we have another grandchild on the way, so we have to get that new stocking done.
And it's understandable.
Okay, well, thank you for being with me today, Guthrie.
Oh, I'll stay with you forever, baby.
I love you.
Love you.